Dr. Pinsky dictating amount IME on March 9 regarding Alberto 8 LBERTO Barboza BARBOZA. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Barboza as described in my report of 4/17/18, where he denies receiving any additional testing or treatment for his injured left ankle and foot. Since that time, Pretty denies any interim injuries. Pretty does recount that on 7/7/17, he was performing an arrest and injured his left ankle and foot. Pretty, this occurred again on 8/25/17. Period. As noted above, there are no additional treatment notes to review. Period. However, I am in receipt of the permanency report authored by Dr. Cataldo on 9/18/18. Period. Physical exam. Lower extremities. There was a hint of swelling in the left lateral mid to hind foot border. That was tender to palpation. Period. It was also tender to palpation about the medial and lateral malleoli, comma, the mid-fourth metatarsal, comma, and calcaneus. Period. Essentially, this was a non-localizing distribution. Period. There was no tenderness on the right. Period. Manual muscle testing was ratchet-like for left extensor hallucis longus and plantar flexor strength at 5-5. Period. Strength was otherwise 5/5. Period. The rest of that six is normal. Feet and ankles normal. Thoracic normal. Lumbosacral. Ambulated with an antalgic and perhaps self-initiated gait on the left. Period. He similarly favored his left lower extremity when walking on his heels and toes, but could accomplish this. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 7/7/17 and 8/25/17. Alberto Barboza injured his left foot and ankle. Period. We will insert what is marked from my prior report. Period. Since seen here, he has not had any additional treatment or testing. Period. He denies any interim injuries. Period. He has been able to return to work in a full-duty capacity, but is currently out of work for some other unrevealed medical reasons. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found there to be no swelling of the ankle proper. Period. There was a hint of swelling at the lateral mid and hind foot border. That was tender to palpation. Period. Had non-localizing tenderness to palpation by the left ankle and foot. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. Manual muscle testing yielded ratchet-like weakness in left plantar flexor and extensor hallucis strength consistent with limited volitional effort. Period. Had an antalgic gait on the left, but did not utilize a handheld assisted device for ambulation. Period. This carried over when walking on his heels and toes. Period. New paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency and causation will be inserted from my prior report. And that is the end.